What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Chris Murphy is perhaps best known for being one of the most exciting performers during Australian Idol in 2006, but he's been thrilling music lovers for well over a decade. As well as being an energetic frontman for Murphy's Law and now the Chris Murphy Band, he's one of Perth's most prominent solo performers. So whether it's loud and electric or solo and unplugged, Chris Murphy delights audiences wherever and whenever he plays. He joins me in the studio this morning. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you, Rod. How are you?
Oh, very well. Good to have you here. And, of course, you're going to be at the big fireworks on Monday night. We're going to talk a bit more about that in just a moment. But I want to ask, I mean, Australian Idol was obviously a very significant part of your career, but it was only a part of it. Do you get a little tired of being known as that guy from Australian Idol?
No, I don't. Only because I'm still very proud of it, you know. I think it has something... you know, to offer Australian entertainment that was missing prior, you know. As technology has changed and shifted the entertainment business, something needed to fill a gap, do you know what I mean? Mm. Whereas, you know, I've got a really close mate who is a record producer now, he's producing my brother Courtney's record, who used to be in a popular Perth band called The Frames, I don't know if you recall, in the 80s, and he would... You know, regardless with stories of 1,000, 3,000 people coming to see a Frame show. And this was a Perth band, covers sort of band. Those days are gone. Do you know what I mean? People aren't, there's so much to offer them now, whether it be cable TV or satellite TV, what do you want to call it, and Nintendo games, all the stuff that, you know, everyone's into. People don't go out to shows so much anymore. So what's there to replace that? What forum is there for singers and entertainers to be out there? Australian Idol or Idol Worldwide filled that void to a certain degree. And, you know, out of sort of a, particularly the year I was there, 25,000 people try out for that. And I, you know, made it into top four in the whole country. I talk about it all day. I'm still very proud of it, you know.
Well, I guess one of the criticisms that Idol has attracted is that, you know, people go along and they're suddenly stars and they haven't served an apprenticeship. And yet, time and time again, those people who are successful, whether they're winners or like yourself who have raised your profile through Australian Idol, you've certainly served your apprenticeship. You've been out there performing music and it's just being able to take that to a wider audience.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, once again, and I was just having a chat with our man Russell out the front there about that very thing. I think it's a small percentage of people that think, oh, you just, you know, got in there and started singing and that was it. You know, I think anyone, I mean, a good friend of mine, Joe Camilleri of Black Sorrows fame, is one guy who just recognised straight away. I think if you know, if you've seen musicians and singers, you know whether they've spent some time in their life getting their chops together or whether they've just walked into it. You can tell the difference. And I think for the most part, people recognise, you know, the difference in someone like myself and my brother Courtney and guys like that, guys like Guy Sebastian. You know, that guy didn't just get up on TV and start singing. That guy's been doing it his whole life. He uses it, you know. So that doesn't really worry me that much either, the stigma attached to that.
Did you find that it helped to develop you as a musician?
Probably not the musician side of things. No, to be honest with you, no. It certainly introduced a whole new world, the world of, you know, celebrity, for instance, the world of fame and TV as well. The whole TV world is very different to the rock and roll world, for sure. But, you know, I'd kind of, like you said before, I'd spent many years, particularly with Murphy's Law and with Courtney and the guys, playing every venue in town and in recording studios doing our thing. I think I did my apprenticeship there rather than learn anything about that from Australian Idol.
If you're not in the public face constantly, people start to think that you're not doing so much, but I'm sure you've been very busy over the last couple of years. What have you been up to since Idol?
Oh, wow. It has been a bit of a whirlwind couple of years for me. The first thing that happened after Idol finished was my beautiful wife gave birth to our little girl, Ella, who turned 2 just the other day. So that was the biggest life-changing thing for me. I went from being, you know, very quickly musician-singer to famous musician-singer to, you know, first-time dad as well, even though, you know, we got a couple of older kids, my stepkids as well. So that's the first thing that happened. But then I made a new record, and I had the opportunity to record with Stevie Wright, because most people remember my performance on Idol of Evie. It was a bit of a landmark performance, first time an electric guitar was used, etc. So I thought, well, I'll include that on my first record. So we got the original lead singer, legend Stevie Wright of Easy Beats fame, to come over and have a sing, and we did a show with him. And I spent much of that year promoting that record, touring around the place, and by the end of the year I'd done a musical. Rod Christian, local WA guy, had with Peter Waterman written this musical, Cruisin', which I believe now is performances in Canada and performances in the UK. It's really taken off. But that's where I got together with Glenn Shorrock of Little River Band and Courtney. We all performed in this musical at the Regal Theatre. So that was 07. And yeah, I mean, 08 was just as big. I did a lot more performing, a lot more touring. I was on the road a bit more in 08. And I started recording a new record, which I'm hoping to have out mid-year this year. So,
okay, maybe you can, I mean, you've got your guitar here. Maybe you can give us a bit of a tune. What do you want to play for
us
today?
Just a bit of a tune, Rod, or the whole
Well,
lot?
Oh, listen.
Because I can just give you a
If it goes over 5 minutes, then just a bit. But, okay. You know, anything up to there, you can do the whole lot.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to play a song. This is a new one of mine. It's going to make it on the new record, my new album. So it's called Now Is The Time, and it begins thus. I'm gonna have my day, desperate to make my way, and not just a lonely road. Not what, but who you know. And I'd give anything, show you my soul can sing. When will my song begin? Yeah. Now is the time, time to find out. Gonna make it happen. You're crying out for someone, a star for you to put your faith in. You'll find the passion. There's only one thing on my mind, and now is the time. Searching for what I need. It's harder than it ever seemed. I'm under the darkest cloud. I can't keep from falling down. I'll pick myself up again, stand up and be counted in. When will my song begin? Yeah. Now is the time, time to find out if I'm gonna make it happen. You're crying out for someone to stop for you to put your faith in. Who'll find the passion? There's only one thing on my mind. Now is the time. It might seem crazy to you, but I've got a lot to live up to.
cheer up somehow. Now is the time, time to find out I'm gonna make it, make it happen. You're crying out for someone to stop for you, to put your faith in, who find the passion. There's only one thing on my mind, why try to find the perfect ride? Charge ahead, won't look behind. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Oh, now is the time.
98.5 Sunshine FM, there's Chris Murphy. Now is the time. I'm glad you did the whole song. I think it added something to it.
Well, I was looking over to see if you're going to give me the big go.
No. It was never going to happen. Now, the last time we met, it was actually in Fremantle. We were both convicts for a cause, for cystic fibrosis, raising money for a good cause. I guess part of the celebrity that you have now attracted has given you a great platform to promote causes that you believe in. Is that something that is really something that you're proud to be a part of now?
Absolutely. And it's what I really like is, you know, Canteen, for instance, is one that I'm an ambassador for. So they approached me pretty quickly afterwards and said, you know, I think I'd done something for them prior to Idol anyway. And they were keen to go, well, you know, he was there sort of before, you know, we'd love to have him as an ambassador. So I've done quite a bit of work for those guys. And I like the fact that a lot of these beautiful charities feel that they can approach me, you know, because I know what it's like when you see a lot of celebrity or certainly people you think, oh, well, I just couldn't even dream of phoning or inquiring about it. And I like to be asked, you know, and not always can I contribute particularly. I've got a busy schedule, like I was saying, you know, I could be on the road or making records and doing gigs and stuff like that. But certainly I like to lend a hand to a multitude of different things.
I guess it gives you an opportunity too to have a look at some of the different causes that people bring before you and work out which one of those are important, which one do I really believe in and want to support.
Yeah, and more than anything, it does remind me, I like to remind myself that I've got a really good life. You know what I mean? I'm a very lucky man. I've got a beautiful family and I'm a healthy guy that does what he likes, what he loves for a living. I'm a singer, you know. It's not a bad job. So it's nice to be able, I feel like I get the opportunity to give something back a little bit and just go, you know, well, here's an opportunity to say thanks somehow, you know, to the cosmos for giving me a beautiful life.
You've got Australia Day coming up on Monday, where you're going to be performing.
Everyone's
for the
got
town.
Australia Day coming up.
Well, what is Australia?
It's not just me.
It's not just you. I've been misinformed.
Chris Murphy has Australia Day coming up.
What do you feel about Australia Day? Obviously, over the last several years, we've seen a lot more patriotism, a lot more flags on cars and things like that. Do you think that's a good thing?
Absolutely. It's wonderful that, you know, I agree with you. I've seen it really come into the fore. For a while there, I mean, once again, being a musician on the circuit for, you know, a long time, I'm not even going to tell you how long, one particular day, St. Patrick's Day, used to amaze me at how popular it is in Australia. You know, the people take the day off work and there's celebrations, everything, there's roadblocks up, and I thought, oh, wow. And for a while there, I felt that Australia Day wasn't receiving the same sort of enthusiasm, perhaps, you know. And like you say, just in the last 4 or 5 years, people have gone, oh, whoa, we got to really party. It's Australia Day, you know. And it is wonderful to see that. It's wonderful, yeah.
So you're going to party with us at Ashfield Reserve on Monday night.
I am.
You're bringing the band along. So I was saying before, you know, you're equally comfortable with playing acoustic as electric with the band. Which do you prefer?
It kind of depends on my mood, you know. I must admit that I only fell into doing stuff like this, and I might just point out very quickly that I'm not normally singing this early in the day. So if that last song sounded a little croaky.
It sounded just fine.
Oh, thank
Let
you.
Me assure you.
Yeah. It's a funny thing. Many, many years ago, what year is it, 2009? Maybe even 10 years ago, 10 or 11 years ago. And we'd been in the band for years by then anyway, and it was what we were doing for a living. Young guys, and I think it got to a point where it was kind of non-stop for a few years, and a couple of the guys went, we just should do 2 weeks without playing, you know, like a holiday, like regular people, you know. And I went, oh, okay, thinking, God, I don't think I can take 2 weeks off. I don't think I've got the money to live, you know. So then I approached Colour the Age and said, well, I guess I could just sing with my acoustic guitar. So it's not something that I felt I could, I guess I could do it. As, you know, I felt a bit naked without the band. But now that I sort of threw myself into the deep end, yeah, it's like second nature. But it sort of depends on, I you know, use the band and we play, you know, a couple of times a month or, you know, if we're on tour or whatever, but a couple of times a month, and I do a lot more acoustic solo shows. So I'm kind of gagging to play with the boys after a little while, you know. But then sometimes it gets pretty noisy and you go, I just want to do some beautiful little pretty things on my acoustic guitar. Depends on my mood.
But Monday night, it's got to be party time for Australia Day there at Ashfield Reserve starting at 6. You're hoping to see a big crowd along, obviously.
Yeah, I would think so. Australia Day, it's going to be pretty huge, I think, yeah. Absolutely.
You haven't experienced a Town of Bassendean fireworks show yet, so I think you're going to love that, and we're looking forward to having you down there as part of it. We're providing the soundtrack when we start blowing things up at the end of the night, which is a lot of fun. Just before you go, can you play us another song?
I will. I absolutely will. And I'm going to play you a song. This isn't one of mine, but this is a tune off an album called With a Little Hope from My Friends, which is a charity record I was involved with just recently. We had the launch for that on Tuesday night. It's for the Parkerville Youth. I don't know if you're aware of that, the organisation.
Yeah.
So they've put this record out. It's Beatles tunes that tells the story of a child's trauma through to recovery through song. Features only WA artists, Cosima DeVito, Susie and Denise DeMarchi, Courtney, my brother, Pink Corduroy, myself. I finished the record with Blackbird, and I would like to do it for you.
Lovely.
Okay. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
98.5 Sunshine FM, there's Chris Murphy with Blackbird. Chris, it's been a delight to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you,
We're looking forward to catching up with you again on Monday.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun for Australia Day. We'll give people a few more details about that later, but thank you so much for popping in.
My pleasure.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.